This is a journey into sound.
The Expedition on Dash 1111.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play drums in Tennis System.
I'm Maddie, and I play guitar and sing in Tennis System.
My name is Marcus. I play bass guitar.
All of you are from different parts. What made you all come to Los Angeles?
I came to play music.
Yeah.
I came to pursue and play music to LA.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Same. I came here on vacation once, and I was sold, so I moved out here to further Tennis System.
Cool.
You moved out here to Texas?
Yeah, out here to LA. Los Angeles.
Yeah, we're at South by Southwest,
Austin.
But you guys are based in LA, and I feel like that's such a huge music hub, and that's why everyone comes out. Was it hard to find the right band members, and how did you guys all start or meet each other?
Matt and I used to work in the same building together. So that's how we met originally, and we both discovered that we both had a just obscene amount of music gear that we used. So we decided that we had that much in common that maybe we should play music together.
Yeah, we used to nerd out during our lunch breaks, or just Marcus would just show up and we would just start geeking out on gear, and yeah.
Cool.
It just worked out that way, and then we met Aaron via the C-list.
Interweb.
Craigslist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
J-date.
Does that work really well? When you're looking for...
sometimes. Bands? Sometimes you can find gems, such as Aaron, and sometimes, you find people that aren't gems. Sometimes
you
it works.
You ever found a roommate off of Craigslist before?
I haven't.
No?
I've tried.
Have you ever used Craigslist?
I have.
For what?
I've used it just to sell, furniture.
So you know how people always try to lowball you?
Yeah.
Same thing with musicians. You'll get somebody that comes in that says that they can play and then they can't. Mm. Kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah. But it's kind of that's just such a waste of time.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Exactly. It's a waste of everybody's time. Just
like
when you sell something, it's like, dude, I'm not going to sell you my $100 thing for $30.
Right.
But Erin was like, she was selling a television set, but she's like, and then she showed up, she's like, not only you get a TV, but you get a Sega Genesis and you get a Sony PlayStation and you get the goddamn Apple TV with the surround sound.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Craigslist is like anything else. It's just like meeting somebody on the street, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Same difference.
Right.
You're going to find some bad ones and some good ones.
Yep. You just got to keep searching.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I've been playing your newest single out because I can't stop listening to it.
Thank you.
But you haven't written your album yet, right?
We have an album.
So that's off of the album
that's
coming out?
Possibly. It may just be a single. I don't know. I mean, we have an album's worth of songs, so whether or not it's a song off of that album or just a way to keep you interested, we're going to record a couple more songs. We've recorded 8 tracks, and then we have a couple more that we're going to add that we've written, so it's just a matter of picking which ones will make the cut. That's why I say, whether or not it's on the album, I don't know. We released it. It's out there. We haven't released anything since 2014, so it's long overdue. And then we have all this new stuff, so basically we'll pick which songs work best together and then kind of go from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
How is that process? Do you feel are you writing while you're touring, or do you do that is it very separate?
It happens both ways. I mean, when you're on the road, definitely just digging around with the whole interactive thing, picking up the guitar. We went to the Stompbox thing, and I started playing something that I liked, and I'm like, oh, that could possibly be something. And then maybe that turns into something. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's just a part in the song. I don't know. I mean, you never know. But we definitely in October, we took some time off. We played a show and then didn't play any shows for the rest of the year, and then hadn't played a show for some time prior to that. Actually, we haven't even played in LA since October.
No.
So our next show isn't until next Saturday.
Yeah.
We're playing that KXSC thing.
Right.
It's at USC. And then we have this thing called Brokechella that we're going to be doing April. And
is that a new video too?
Yeah, we put out the new video, which is rad, along with the new song.
I really like Brokechella. I feel like I get to hear a lot of bands that I haven't heard or under the radar a bit.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of what FYF used to be. where it would like kind of showcase local music, and then like they would incorporate like kind of bigger acts as well to kind of keep it like a punk sort of like DIY type thing, but like on a bigger platform. Right. I mean, it's FYF is still a very rad thing. It's super cool, and I'm glad that we have that in our city. Like, we're very lucky to have like such a rad festival that is in LA. It's
cool. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm sure you don't want to reveal too much. Like, we want to hear the record and, like, you know, listen to your sound and how it's changed and whatnot, but...
Yeah, it's definitely evolved. Like, the new stuff's a lot tougher. I mean, there's still, like, a lot of people like the dreamier end of things, and we still have that, too, but we incorporate some tougher stuff as well. So it's, like, back to the roots, I guess you could say.
Are there, like, any specific influences
Just a lot of, like, you know, a little more of, like, a punk influence than before. I don't know, like, we've been playing a lot of the new stuff out on this tour, and a lot of people have been... One kind of cool comparison, this guy was like, it sounds like the Jesus and Mary Chain meets My Bloody Valentine meets Nirvana.
Yeah, I read that.
So I was like, all right, that's cool. We'll take that. I mean, yeah, those are definitely all influences of ours. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't really, like, try to sound like any of those bands. It just, I guess, sort of happens, which is cool, you know?
I mean, yeah.
We try to, like, have our music as our own thing, but, I mean, it's kind of impossible not to sound like something else when you're this far along.
You guys paint with the same colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. How has your experience been at South by Southwest?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah, it's great. I miss, like, walking places, so that's been really nice.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite things, other than, like, playing these rad shows, has been, like, just walking on the streets and running into our friends.
Oh, like, I love that's that. Awesome.
Yeah, it's just cool. It just makes me happy that, like, you know, whenever you see your friends are doing well, it's always, like, a plus. It's like, fuck yeah, you guys are doing good. You're here. Like, it's great.
Are you talking about, like, other friends in bands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's somewhat refreshing
to
know that everyone's hard work is paying off.
For sure. I mean, I've only been here a day, but just, like, today, going from venue to venue, there's such a plethora of different types of music and artists that are huge and super small, and they're all playing on the same stage, one right after another.
Yeah.
So I really love that, and I feel like that's the way that people can hear newer music that they don't really, but they wouldn't seek out other ways or the other way around. It's like someone who's like doesn't want to hear like someone huge, and then they can't help but like get into it too.
Absolutely. I mean, our showcase was very much that way. We played with an amazing band from the UK.
We're talking about
Sad Lovers.
Oh, Sad Lovers and Giants. So, great band. Yeah. Really great guys. I mean, they've been a band since the early '80s, and they've played with everyone. You know what I mean? So the fact that they flew out here to play, like, I mean, that we hadn't ended up playing the same showcase as them was very exciting for us, and even cooler that we got to hang out with them and say these people that we really like their music. They actually are amazing people as well.
How do you like approach some like a band like that, or like people that you really look up to? Like, do you, like, I feel here it's so small that you can basically kind of, you know, interview people or, like, talk or, like, go up to them after the show. Like, do you guys get nervous at all, or, like, I don't know, or what would you even talk about? Like, I feel like I struggle with that, so that's why I'm asking that question.
I think I just try to treat them like I want to be treated, you know what I mean? It's cool to go and talk to somebody that you look up to, but it's also, like, being out here, it's refreshing in a way to talk to them and know that, like, you're on the same page and you kind of get treated with the same sort of respect, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
All three of you do your own, like, kind of social media and, like, promotion, and do you have, like, a manager at all, or do you do it yourselves, right?
Our manager is Maddie Taylor.
How hard and, like, how much time do you put into that versus, like, doing the music stuff, or like
unfortunately more now, because before it was like it was manageable because we weren't as busy, so it was like building it up to this point, but now it's just like out of control. And I mean, it's great, I'm very, very grateful to be in that position, but it's like, because now that we're in that position, we really need someone to like kind of take some weight off of our shoulders so we can continue to focus on like the creative aspect of it.
Right.
You know, I have a job too that is outside of tennisism.
Yeah.
And it, like, it definitely sometimes is like my boss hates me because I am definitely like at work, like trying to coordinate all of our schedules so that we can do stuff, but also like coordinate with whomever we're dealing with at that time, be it one or all 10 of the people that are like either trying to book us or trying to do interviews. And like, we just try to stay on top of everything as much as possible because we don't want to miss any opportunities, but at the same time, we don't want to like diss anybody because we're, like I said, extremely grateful to have people giving a shit about us. So we want to, like, you know, we want to do what we can.
Maddie works very hard.
I can tell. I mean, like I said, like I was telling you yesterday, I was like, I can't believe like how responsive you are, because I was, you know, kind of tweeting a bunch of artists, and I know I was doing it last minute and it was totally my fault, but like a lot of people weren't getting back to me, so I really appreciate you all doing this interview.
We appreciate you taking a liking.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to the next record you put out.
Awesome, thanks.
And I'm excited to see you guys live too, because I haven't seen you yet, but I think I've read like before you all like shut the places down because it was like so loud.
Yeah, we've kind of like turned back from that. That was like our first South by here. it kind of sucked. It's just like defeats the purpose of being here. But I mean, like, you know, that was like the first year that we started playing music and people didn't really care about us. They're like, dude, what are you fucking doing bringing those amps in this small room? But now it's like that we've kind of built that sort of, I don't want to say facade, but like that like idea about us that we're loud and aggressive. Like,
it's an experience. You know what I mean? It's like there's lots of bands to see that sound like different things. And to see Tennis System, I think even before I was in the band, it's all experiential. You know what I mean? Like, in that, to hear music, but also to like truly feel it in your body, I think is like a really interesting experience. I think people, rather than like, sometimes people are put off by it, but I think if you just say, okay, this is something I'm gonna go experience, I'm gonna do something new here, it's really an amazing thing.
Yeah, we really get into it. It's like we love doing this. It's not like an act. Like, this is a real thing. So you can see how passionate we are when we play.
Oh, awesome! I'm excited because I mean, that's what's been so great about just being here for a day, is that you can feel it. You can feel the passion. You can feel that everyone's just giving it their all.
Yeah.
Even if it's a half an hour set, you know, and it's not for show. It's not to just say, oh, we're here at South By and you should recognize us and tweet or whatever. It's just because you're bringing it. And I think it might just be South By or festivals in general, but like when you're around this type of like musicianship and people who love music, it's like, it's so infectious.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I really appreciate you guys like just coming out here and doing this interview too.
Yeah, for sure.